All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's Grimm's Hentai Corner. This week, we're doing Criminal Border. We're doing Criminal Border today, tomorrow, maybe, depends on the comics. And then, of course, we'll be doing it on Thursday. I'm going to try to do it Friday, but we're also going to do an hour of Ego, because we missed out on that with the first week. So, let's get started. We've got a hell of a ride. By the way, there's a reason I'm doing this. Criminal Border Life Sentence finally got announced for release, which means the whole story is done. It's not available to buy yet, but when it is available, of course, I'll let you guys know, so you can buy the whole collection and see the entire story. Now, I don't like the idea of them putting this visual novel in pieces, but they're 10 hours each, and I think they're strong enough to warrant an 11-something dollar purchase per, you know, piece. So let's go ahead and get started. She peers into my face. Her breast pushes up against my arm. Normally, I'd be over the moon, but I don't have the capacity for that right now. A number of things are bothering me. Perhaps I shouldn't ask, but I can't stay silent. Shall we go home? Yes? There's something I want to ask. What? Hookers. What was that about? What exactly are you and Rin doing? Are you making money through crime? Dun dun dun! Her smile doesn't change, but her eyes don't meet mine. Her eyes develop a... Bleh, try that one again. Her gaze develops a faraway quality, as though she's thinking about something. She lets go of my arm and takes her phone from her bag. Hold on a moment. Her fingers slide across the screen. Is she contacting someone? Yakuza! She stares at the screen for a moment, then begins tapping and swiping again. She puts her phone in her bag and looks back up at me. Do you still have time? Sure. Then let's have dinner. I don't mind, but... That settles it. Let's head back to the station. You're gonna be a mobster, dude. It's like a mob wife. Okay. I don't want you to hate me, Ikki. I'll tell you everything. Okay? See, I first started working at the Mafia around 7. Or she first started with the Yakuza around 7. Something like that, right? By the time we arrive at the station, it's pitch black. Is a chain restaurant okay with you? Sure. Let's go. We make for a nearby chain restaurant. It's still relatively early, so we're able to get a seat right away without waiting. We decide to have our discussion over food. For the time being, we make our orders and chat about nothing in particular while we wait for the food. I say chat, but my own contribution doesn't extend much beyond, yeah, and really? We're not exactly having the time of our lives, but Yorozoya just keeps on smiling. After about 10 restless minutes, our food finally arrives. Let's dig in. And it's Italian food, because of course! Okay. I've got curry. Yorozoya has a plate of spaghetti. Alone with a girl, I'm probably nervous. What, with this being a new experience? I don't really feel like eating. Yorozoya takes a bite and chews. She swallows it down and flashes me a grin. The thing is, I introduce rich, older men to young girls. Because of course you do. I'm a little shocked. I'm not. However, my shock is mostly the suddenness of Yorozoya's announcement. The contents are more or less what I was expecting. What is this feeling? Despair? Repulsion? But she said she introduces women, not that she is one of them herself. Oh, come on now, sir, don't be so stupid. I feel slightly relieved.
のこと嫌いになった？
Do you hate me now? I don't know the context, so I can't really say.
Ikki くんは優しいね。
You're so nice, Ikki. Nice? Me? Man, I just have a feeling that she's trying to... I don't know, she's got him wrapped around her finger. That's gonna be bad for him later on. I can just see it. Yorizoya's smile broadens as she notices my staggered expression and she starts talking.
It's me? Papa is not in da. So you papa じゃなくて父親ね。
I don't have a real daddy. Excuse me. I don't have a... Well, she's true. She's honest there. She says, I don't have a daddy, you see. Not that kind of daddy. I mean a real father. Oh, he didn't die or anything. He's alive. My parents divorced. It must have been 5 years ago? Something like that. I don't know where he is now. He doesn't even help with child support. He's such a loser. She smiles and takes another bite of spaghetti. She chews, swallows, and continues. We're gonna have to do some fixing around here. I can't hear nothing. Hold on. It's called I Know You Love This Music, but we're gonna have to turn it down just a little teeny bit. To 50. Is that fair? Now she can be heard. Hey, what was the H scene volume down? Okay. Mama was doing her best at work, but she got sick. We need money. Mom's treatment isn't free, and we need to live too. But I have to do housework too. I make dinner, do the cleaning, the washing. I don't have the time to work, but we don't have anywhere near enough money. We can't survive without doing something out of the ordinary. There's nothing dramatic in Yorizoya's demeanor. She's speaking as though we're just chatting, but I don't know how to respond. I'm actually pretty lucky. Yes, we're only pretending to be rich, while in reality we're just scraping by. Even so, we live in a nice apartment, and we don't want for clothes or food. What can someone like me say to Yorizoya, who has to fight just to survive? You really are nice after all, Ikki. Huh? I didn't say anything. I'm confused. But for some reason, Yorizoya looks happy. I don't understand why. Yorizoya keeps talking. There are a lot of girls out there who need money, not just me. I'm helping girls like that. Helping. Yeah. My job is to find girls who want to make money by dating rich older men, interview them, deal with their payment, that kind of thing. A different girl deals with the other stuff, like talking to the customers and organizing reservations. We're there to stop any trouble that might come from money changing hands directly between the girls and their customers, I guess. Trouble? I don't know much about this kind of thing. It's just going on dates with old guys. Depending on the girl, some of them are willing to go further. Oh, we don't force them to do anything, though. Only the girls that want to do so. We're just go-betweens. What actually happens is down to the girls themselves. That's not what's bugging me. I've already seen enough with my own two eyes to know the answer, but I want to ask. I need to hear it. Do you... No. She must have read my thoughts. Your Zoya gives me the answer I'm hoping for before I can finish my sentence. I don't go out with the old guys. And you're the only one I've had sex with, Iki. I see. I feel relieved from the bottom of my heart. In the end, that's what was bothering me. Not some kind of moral quandary or anything like that. I only cared whether or not your Zoya was still pure. I have to admit, I discussed even myself. That, and my own twisted nature, made me wonder if her story about doing all this just to survive was made up to trick me. But she has nothing to gain by lying. Your Zoya is a nice girl. If she has to do all this to survive, if she needs my help, I'll help. I've been alone for so long. I want to be useful to someone. Even if it means doing something I might not be proud of. Woo, he's setting himself up for a lot of issues. About the business. Yeah? How much do you want for your cut? I don't know. We have 40% left, right? That's right. Her brother takes 40, Rin takes 20. 40% is a lot, after all, even if it does keep us safe. Then, I guess 10%? No, that's all wrong. Wrong? You did all the talking today. Things like negotiations, I'll never be good at that stuff. Why should my cut be larger than yours? Honestly, I'd be more than happy with 10%. At least let's split it evenly. Then the three of us are even. Okay. If it's okay with you, Iki, of course. For now, that should take care of the money. All that's left is to work out exactly how we're going to run things, but I suspect Rin is already thinking about that. Your Zoya knew how much Rin's cut was. It seems like the two of them are keeping in touch. As long as I follow orders, there shouldn't be any problems, but... Let's eat. It'll go cold. Oh, okay. I pick up my spoon. I can't figure out what Rin wants from me. She wants a man involved to protect your Zoya. At least that's what she said yesterday. But the screenings are going to be held at Yorizoya's brother's school. That den of villainy. I wouldn't be able to do anything at all. Rin must know that, too. If she's planning to get Yorizoya's brother's approval all along, then there's even less reason to involve me. Which means, she cleverly manipulated me into becoming part of the business because I wouldn't sell her the video. I let myself get worked up about protecting Yorizoya. What a chump. Aren't you hungry? Huh? Oh, yes, I am. I lift my spoon to my mouth. I let myself get lost in thought. I'm eating dinner with Yorizoya. We should be chatting and having fun. But what should I talk about? My communication skills aren't just bad, they're terrible. At least if we had something in common. Oh, but by the way... I open my bag and take out the package from within. These... I wouldn't normally hand them over during dinner, but I didn't want to forget. What is it? Yesterday you left them at my house. I hand the package over to Yorizoya. Thanks, I forgot about them too. I wanted to wash them first, but I wasn't sure how. Wash them? Why? Whoops, I said too much. It's not like I got them dirty or anything, but... But... I did touch them and stuff, so... Stuff? Why have I dug myself such a hole? I can't say it, obviously. I can't tell her I sniffed them, wrapped them around parts of my anatomy, or any of that. I'm just a creep. Even I'm disgusted by it. But I couldn't stop myself. Couldn't hold back the irrepressible urge. Yorizoya laughs teasingly. She probably figured out plenty from my reaction. I want to go home. In fact, I want to die. Hold on. What? Oh, okay. Yorizoya stands up and walks further into the restaurant. Toilet break? Maybe she's checking whether or not her underwear is dirty. I was very careful not to get them dirty. I didn't splash anything on them. I drew the line there. At least believe that. Maybe I should leave some money in a note and go home.
Goodbye, Ma.
I'm back. Your Azalea returns and sits down.
Hi.
Here. Huh? For some reason, she passes the package back to me. Oh, I see. She doesn't want them anymore. She doesn't want underwear I've used to jerk myself off. Of course, what was I thinking? Those are today's. Today's. The ones I was wearing until just now. Oh, until just... I'm sorry? Flustered, I check inside the package. Whoa, there's a new set of panties in here. They're not the same ones I gave back. Couldn't get my bra off. Can you make do with just those for today? Sorry. Oh, damn. Now, she might not deal with the old men, but there is a possibility that Hina here, you know, she sells her panties and bras and stuff. Like, I think that happens. Sorry. Wait, what do you mean? Look, there's women that make money off selling their old socks. It still feels a bit funny down there. I'm not ready to do it again just yet, so... Use those and think about me when you jerk off, okay? Oh, well. Isn't that nice of her? Why is this so darn loud? Oh, the BGM volume during voice clips needs to go down. Oh, they're the same. Is she an angel? Not only is she not disgusted by my actions, she's encouraging me to do more. And she's even providing the panties she's wearing today for that purpose. She's a goddess. She's too good to be true. I'm gonna fall in love. When I feel better, let's do it lots and lots together, okay? Yurizoya watches me wolf down my curry as I turn bright red, unable to reply, and giggles. My heart is racing. My loins are aching just a little. I usually never talk to anyone over food. Not at school, not at home. That's just how my life was until now. Making that video by chance has changed my life in an instant. But, however you look at it, Yurizoya is being way too nice. It's called love bombing, I think, guys. There must be a reason. This particular nerd still can't let go of that sneaking suspicion. Or maybe she's just that nice. I don't know if I believe that. See you tomorrow. I say goodbye to Yurizoya at the station and head home. As soon as I arrive, I send a message to Rin. There's something I want to ask you. Can we talk later? The other girl Yurizoya mentioned, the one taking care of reservations and so on, it must be Rin. Oh, you know she's all about the money. I want to hear her side of the story, too. Why did she start introducing young girls to older men? Because older men pay money to young girls, and young girls need money, and older men have money. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? I go back to my room, and just as I finish getting changed, my phone vibrates. I'll come over when I finish dinner. Got it. I sent a quick acknowledgement and collapsed onto my bed. It's been a long day. A day in which I came face to face with my own pitifulness. I was so frightened just from being glared at. Just how lame can you get? I'll have to do business with people like that from now on. Will I ever be able to take it? I swear we can read. Will I ever be able to take it on the chin? Like Yurizoya? 5 screenings a month is 500,000 yen. We'll pay out 40% of that, so my cut works out at 100,000. That's a lot of yen. Even in yen terms, guys, that's $10,000. It's a lot of money. I could buy a pretty good PC with 1 month's take. And that's true. And when you say pretty good, we mean like really good. Top of the line PC's like between 1,000 and 2,000 bucks. You got $10,000, you can buy yourself a supercomputer. I get the feeling I'm getting myself involved in something serious here. But I have to do my best for the sake of Yorozoya's livelihood. Yorozoya's nice to me. It's all it takes for a pathetic nerd like me to give their all for someone. I'm gonna regret that. Just as I begin nodding off, I hear a knock at my window. I sit up, get off the bed, and open the window. Evening. Good evening. I don't need a report. I've already heard everything. Rin enters my room and sits in my chair without being prompted. I shut the window and sit down on the bed. So, what did you want to ask? It's about the escort work. I don't have any intention of involving you in that. There's no reason I should tell you. But you came because you felt like talking, right? I guess so. Rin gives a somewhat annoyed sounding reply and crosses her legs. I figure if we're going to work together, we should be able to trust one another. It'd be a pain to work with you if you're suspicious of me all the time. I wouldn't exactly say I'm suspicious, but... How much did she tell you? That she needs money to live, so she's working as a go-between for girls dating rich old men. Oh, she even told you about her family circumstances? That, and that you're in charge of reservations and so on. If you know that much already, there's not much more I can tell you. You don't want to hear about the system we used or anything like that, I take it. All I want to know is, why would you get involved in something like that? You come across as a smart girl. If you wanted to make money, you could do it another way, surely? At least, that's what I thought. Another way? I don't know, but you're clever. I thought you'd figure something out. She sighs. Her contempt is written across her face. It sounds like you've already heard, so I'll use an easy-to-understand example. Okay? She has to do housework and look after her mother. She has a little free time. But she can't work every day. Working late at night isn't an option either. The best she can manage is around 3 hours. Convenience stores pay about 1,000 yen an hour. Work 3 times a week for 3 hours a day, 9,000. 40,000 a month. That's nowhere near enough to pay for everything she needs to live life as well as her mother's medicine. Students like us can't make big money working normal jobs. I get that. Also, you seem to be misunderstanding one thing. What's that? Escort work isn't a crime, you know. Really? If escort work was a crime, all those rent-a-boyfriend, rent-a-girlfriend businesses you see would be illegal too. But they're doing it, right? sex and stuff. Isn't that bad? Only if they get caught. That's what escorts always told me. And guys that bought escorts. So it is bad. I don't recommend they do it. But clients are willing to pay a lot more if sex is included. Some of the girls actually like sex for its own sake. Rather than have them hide it from us, we take care of it on the down low. Direct exchanges of money are not allowed. That's the only rule we make them abide by. Why is that? Right. There'd be arguments for sure. I didn't enjoy it, so I'm not paying. That kind of thing. So payment is in advance. They pay into an account we prepared to seal the contract. It works as an insurance against someone backing out, too. Back out? The girls? That's right. Paying up front is the norm in escort work, and of course payment is cash in hand. The men are at a huge disadvantage. You mean the girls could take the money and run without doing anything?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Apparently it happens quite a lot. If the man tries to get his money back, all it takes for the girl to threaten to tell the police he tried to rape her. They always back down. The fact they're getting involved with schoolgirls is bad enough. The higher the man's social standing, the less they can afford to have the police involved. There are girls that will try to use that weakness against them. That's why we built a system that protects the men and allows them to trust us. That, and one more thing is necessary to protect the girls, our cast. Violence. But violence? It's absolutely crucial to protect the cast. Without a subtle threat of violence to keep them in line, customers will get carried away. That's the theory, anyway. 40% is a lot to pay. Right. We ended up settling for 40% today, too. I've heard. I wanted to get the price down further, but what can you do? Don't worry, it's within expectations. Is 40% the going rate for, what's it called? Protection money? Honestly, I don't know what the market price is. They're probably taking advantage of us. But it's not too much to pay to ensure our safety. If we ended up in a disagreement with the gangs or the Yakuza, doing business would be out of the question. And even if we lose 40%, that's still at least more than you could earn at the normal job. Plenty of girls take home 50 or 60,000 yen for one date. Okay, so that's an equivalent of $5,000 to $6,000 for one date. Wow. That's a lot of money, guys. That much? There are a lot of old guys willing to spend a lot of money for a date. I mean, just look at the OnlyFans stuff. And I'm talking about the high-ranking girls, not the ones that aren't ranking so much, but the higher-ranking ones. They're, like, almost billionaires. Like, we've got 400 million... I don't know, it's crazy how much money some of these girls are ranking in. And the top one is a virgin. She's a young virgin. And there's guys that are just giving her all kinds of money. It's crazy, right? And she's at the top of OnlyFans, which says a lot. Young virgin. 400 something million dollars. It's a lot of million dollars. Wow, it's like a whole other world. Take away the overheads and they'd be around 100,000 yen. That's 10,000, guys, again. But it can't be helped. We just have to accept it. That's 10,000 a date. Woo! Basically, we'd rather keep anyone who could cause us trouble on our side. That's why we get their permission. Gangs, huh? Yurizoya said they were a biker crew. Did you see any bikes? They certainly aren't shy about using violence, though. When you say Yakuza, are you talking about Kotoko? Yes, did you meet her? Yeah, she said something about law-abiding citizens. She's a mob boss's daughter. Oh, so she really is that type of person. You think? Daughter of a mob boss, so that's why they were calling her ma'am. You're damn right. She belongs to the organization in charge of Dread. Boy, they seem like nice folks. That's why they can't go against her. So that's how it is. It's a well-known fact that the daughter of a mob boss is in the 12th grade at our school. I guess you wouldn't have heard since you have no friends. Did you really need to say I have no friends? 12th grade, she's older than me. I wouldn't get involved with her if I were you. Okay, who's that Merrill kid? Is she a student at our school too? I doubt it. I see. Are we done yet? Oh, something else? If something happened between the two of you? Something? You don't use each other's names. It's always she or her. Oh, it's nothing. We got on pretty well back in 10th grade, but now I try not to get involved with her any more than necessary. Why? Because I don't want people to know I'm involved in the escort business. I see. I try to avoid using her name whenever possible to avoid any slip-ups, that's all. Put bluntly, she's looking after number one. The fact that the reason is so typical for Rin is a little reassuring. Happy now? Yeah, thanks. Preparation starts tomorrow. Keep your schedule open. Got it. Wait for her instructions. Good night. Good night. Rin stands up and leaves via the window. I wait until after the window is closed and Rin's presence has gone to collapse back onto the bed. What does Rin need money for? I forgot to ask. I don't get the impression she'd answer even if I did. Wild speculation runs through my mind. Maybe she's the same as me. Moved by Yorizoya's situation, wanting to do anything to help? What she's doing isn't exactly good, but the escort work isn't actually illegal. Hearing that was a relief. She has a system in place to prevent trouble, and she keeps things running behind the scenes. It's almost as if she's working to her own sense of virtue and justice. The video screenings are completely legal, too. Sure, it doesn't look good on the face of it, but still, it isn't actually bad. Learning to make money before I become an adult is no bad thing. That's one reason for me to cooperate. The talk of gangs and Yakuza is a bit worrying, but what is this feeling? It feels like there's suddenly a dash of color in my life as opposed to the repetitive monotony of watching the days go by. It's a kind of elation. Unable to concentrate on lessons, my mind is utterly focused on my plans for after school. Today I'll go to Badman to prepare for the screenings. I don't know all of the details yet, but if we're doing it in the AV room, I guess we'll be using a projector. There's a big screen, so no need to worry about the size of the image. The distance shouldn't be an issue either. The first possible problem is image quality. Our school's projectors have a pretty bad image quality. They're often a blurry mess with washed out colors. A look at the sorry state of Badman's school building makes it hard to believe they'll have better facilities than we do. There's a very good chance that the video won't even be effective. If it isn't, we'll have to think of another way. Therein lies the second problem. I get the impression that Yorizoya thinks I'm good with technology. It's almost like she thinks if something goes wrong, I'll be able to fix it. You're a nerd, you can do it, right? That kind of thing. I'm not good with technology, at all, but I want to look good in front of her. I need to think of a plan B just in case things don't go as we're hoping. Lessons fall by the wayside as I try to think of our solution. The thing is, I don't have any idea what kind of facilities Badman's AV room has. Of course, I run out of time before I can come up with a cunning plan. Oh well, probably worried about nothing. I give up worrying and head home. Hey! I get changed to meet Yorizoya at the station just like yesterday. Let's go! She takes my hand and sets off. Why does she always hold my hand? I guess her boundaries are out of whack. To her, it's probably the same as holding hands with one of her girlfriends. I convince myself that this is the case and try to play it cool. Yorizoya doesn't talk much today. There's so much I want to ask about what we're about to do, but I guess we shouldn't talk about it in public. I stay quiet and walk. We're here! This time we head straight inside the school building without visiting the prefab unit. Oh, our shoes! Right, I forgot. We should have brought our indoor shoes. Do you think we can leave our shoes here? No, no way. They'll get stolen for sure. Really? We walk down the hallway, shoes in hand. I think it's this way. Up the stairs we go to the second floor. This should be it, right at the end. I follow Yorizoya. On the way, virtually every student we meet says, "Yo, Hina," as they pass by. I feel myself bristle as Yorizoya replies to each of them with a smile. We pass by someone who appears to be a teacher too, but don't receive the expected scolding. Every one of the students looks like a reprobate, and the teachers look defeated. The place is a total mess, it's like a pigsty. It's completely different from our school. They're worlds apart. It sounds like boss music, or bad guy music, you know? Hey, Iki, I found it. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the music in, Battletoads and Double Dragon, a little bit. Yorizoya points at a room and we head in that direction. Now to see whether the video will be effective. Will we even be able to play it? Hopefully all goes well. Hello? Yorizoya opens the door and steps inside. I follow behind her timidly. Hi, Mr. Shoji. Hello, Miss Yurozoya. Waiting for us is not Yurozoya's brother, but a portly teacher who's sitting in the front row of seats. Oh, I forgot when you do all that, that happens. Mr. Shoji, wasn't he the one who arranged for us to use this room? This is Itsuki Ninome, my classmate. Pleased to meet you. Look at something real fast. Even though I can do this, if you guys, like, if you want to see the CG, I can do this. Same to you. The teacher has a gentle smile on his face. He makes a welcome break from the threatening aura the rest of the school gives off. Did you bring the thing I asked for? Yes. There should be a way. No. Oh, opacity. I don't know. Oh, we gotta do it like here. How about that? There you go. He pats a box that's sitting on top of the desk. Wow, thank you, Mr. Shoji. Do you know how to use it? Iki, do you know? Huh? No, what is that thing? It's a projector. This is my old one. It's not that hard to use a projector, dude. Played all kinds of PS2 games on projectors. I beat Xenosaga on a projector, all of them. I beat Persona 4 Original on a projector. I beat Persona 3 Original on a projector as well. Oh yeah, man, I played all those games on a projector. It was awesome. You just projected on the wall. We didn't have a TV. We used a projector. It's a projector. This is my old one. Oh. The one in here can only play DVDs, you see. That's why I got him to bring one. I see, everything's arranged already. I suppose that makes sense. If I even I thought of it, of course Rin thought of it too. Could you show us how to use it? Sure. He stands up and takes the projector out of its box. I always imagine projectors as being huge, but this one is pretty compact. So was the one that I used. I wonder what the performance is like. I have no idea what to expect. By the way, guys, they still sell projectors if you want one. And like I said, if you have a wall that's just got nothing going on, like you got nothing in front of it, fucking buy a projector and project that shit all the way till your picture is on the wall. Like the whole wall is the screen. It is the most badass thing. I saw The Dark Knight like that, and it was like seeing it in the theater. We'll keep the settings simple. Do you mind plugging it in for me? You can use this extension cord. Okay. You can plug it in over there, and they're not that expensive either. The projector bulbs are a little high, but the projectors themselves aren't that expensive. Got it. I plug in the power cable as ordered. It's plugged in. Okay, let's power her up. The teacher presses the power button and the projector's main menu appears on the screen. Yeah, you have to do all that. It's too bright in here. Could you turn the lights out? Close the curtains too. We pretty much had the whole living room. It was just a one bedroom place, pretty much. We had that whole living room just completely dark for most of the time. Because, you know, we always were watching the projector. Too bright in here. Could you turn the lights out? Close the curtains too. Okay. Lights out. I close the curtains and Yurozoya turns out the lights. Darkness falls across the room and the screen appears more clearly than before. Wow, the picture quality is superb. Doesn't look like we'll have any problems here. You can control it with this remote. It's not difficult. You'll pick it up right away.
いかない像型だけど音質にこだわりたいなら別のを用意した方がいい。
Oh, one more thing. This thing is integrated speakers, but if you want better sound quality, you'll want to prepare external ones. Sound quality should be fine, I think. Okay, here you go. Mr. Shoji hands me the remote. Feel free to use this room from the end of school until everyone goes home.Thanks, Mr. Shoji. It's my pleasure. In that case, all of a sudden the teacher begins to fidget. About next time. Sure, next time's on the house. On the house? Can I do anything I want?I can't make any promises. It depends on who you choose. Uh-oh, here comes the fart fetishes. I see, understood. You always choose different girls, right, Mr. Shoji? Yeah, I take my favorite girls on rotation.It's up to you who you choose, but I recommend Key! Why? She always says you're cute like a teddy bear. That is a thing, guys. Yes, you, fatty! I'm telling you. No, I'm being honest. I have met really beautiful girls. I've worked with really beautiful girls. And say, I don't really like guys with muscles or skinny guys. I like...big chubby teddy bear guys. That's a fucking thing. And this was a hot girl. Like, legit hot. Like, she's done modeling. And she wanted a fat teddy bear. But, yeah! Go outside and you'll meet her one day. And you'll be like, wow, I can't believe I got with a girl like that because she wants a big fat teddy bear guy. That's a real fucking thing. Hand on the Bible. I swear, it exists. I've seen it. Real deal thing. By the way, she wouldn't stop talking about how much she liked big teddy bear guys. So that's a thing. Go for it. By the way, a lot of those girls in the Philippines, they like big guys too. They don't like skinny dudes like me. They like big dudes. They like teddy bear guys. So if you've got a little bit of weight,You might have a chance out there. She always says you're cute like a teddy bear. Really? Key does? Yeah, I'm sure she'd give you a great service. Really? I see. His laugh is childlike. Judging by the contents of the conversation, I'm pretty sure I get what's going on here.It's not something to be laughing innocently about. Well then, I'm counting on you. Okay, thank you. The teacher leaves the room. Probably shouldn't ask given his standing, but I can't help myself. Is that teacher one of your... Yeah, he's a regular. I knew it. A teacher using schoolgirl escorts from another school.I mean, sure, they're not students from his school, but still. Service? Right. He seemed like a pleasant person, but it looks like he has a dark side. It's a good job he teaches at an all-boys school. He'd be in jail by now if he worked at our place. That said, he's doing all that stuff looking like that? Just how many schoolgirls has he been through? I thought he seemed nice, but now I'm just pissed off. Do you think you can play the video? Oh, yeah. I'll give it a try.I put the teacher to the back of my mind and checked the projector over. There's a place to insert a USB drive at the back. I take the drive I brought out of my bag and try plugging it in. Also, our badass tunes are gone. Then what? I guess I use the remote. Will it work? Hirozoya is practically glued to me. She's really, really close. Yorozoya, stop it! Don't you know how easily I get excited? Is it hard? It seems like it'll work okay. I'll do a test play. Oh, won't we end up wanting to have sex, though? No, not that video. Really? What a shame. What a shame? Wait, did she want me to play it now, really? Yes, you dumbass! Aren't you gonna press play? Just a second. I play an anime I brought along to test the image quality. It's like being in a movie theater. Well, not quite, but it's pretty good. Why did I bring an anime? I should have chosen something less geeky. I feel myself getting flustered, but Yorozoya doesn't seem bothered in the least. But she likes geeky guys, so the anime's not gonna turn her off. It looks okay, huh? I think so. I hastily use the remote to switch back to the main menu. It looks okay, but there's one thing I'm worried about. At my risk of stating the obvious, the classroom is bigger than my room. The back few rows are even farther from the screen than Yorozoya was when she watched the video at my place. I hope it works for the people at the back. My god, they'll see a show anyway, right? Think about it, guys. You're going to watch this video, and you're in the backseat, and all the people are in the front. They're gonna just start, like, going to fucking town. So you might not be going to town because of the effects of the video, but you're going to be seeing a goddamn spectacle that no one on this planet has ever before witnessed. You're either gonna feel very strange or get very religious the next day. Oh, I better go to temple or church or wherever you're going because something unholy happened in that room. Someone should probably test it. Let's test it then. Yorozoya pulls me by the hand. Huh? You mean on us? Yeah, there's no one else here. Yeah, but... It'll be fine. No one will come. Well, they will, but... Aw, oh, damn it. The door opens with a bang and Yorozoya sighs. What's your problem? Yorozoya's brother is standing in the doorway, Koji in tow. Koji's always around. I feel slightly disappointed, but it's for the best. I don't think I've got the balls to do it at school. What do you want? I came to check up on you. He glares at me as he speaks. It looks like he still doesn't trust me. Thank God we didn't do it. He might actually kill me if he caught us in the act. So? What's that supposed to mean all of a sudden? You know what I mean. You never explain things properly. And you're always tutting. Two of them really don't hold back on each other, huh? Yorozoya's brother puts on a tired expression and slumps into a chair. How's it going? Why didn't you just ask that in the first place? Stop bitching about every little thing. You're making this take longer. The picture's pretty good. I think we should be okay. Okay. And maybe 30 people? We should be able to fit at least that many in. So 150,000 yen per screening max. 150,000 yen is $15,000 a screening. Wow. If we do 2 or 3 screens per week, we might be able to make 1,000,000 yen, which is $100,000 a month. It's a lot of money. 5,000? 5,000 yen per person, that's $50. No. No, 500 is 50. That's $500 a person. I'm sorry. What? No good? Raise it to 10,000. That's a... Woo! That's $1,000 a person. He is right. You won't be able to keep this up for long. You need to make as much as you can short term. Go big. $1,000 a person. Woo! Man. Be nothing but old rich men in there. That's true, but don't you think that's too much? Yes, boss. Koji, who has been standing by the entrance throughout the exchange, replies enthusiastically. 10,000. Would you pay? Oh, that's not what he wants to hear. I'd have to think about it. Oh, but I can bring a girl with me, right? Ooh, you can, but it'd be 20,000 yen for the two of you. That's a lot of money. 20,000. Do you even have a girl? I don't, not right now. I just figured if I could get high and have sex, then 10,000 might not be that bad. Can you bring someone from your place? Oh, you mean the escort girls? I hadn't thought of that. How much are they? Just for sex without a date? 30,000. Okay, that's about $3,000, and that's the price of a high-range sex doll. Like, if you're gonna get a high-range sex doll, it'd be about $3,000. So going on having sex with one of those girls is $3,000. And that's the bare minimum. The expensive girls are more. We're talking 3 to 5 to 10,000 sometimes. And yes, that's about the same as you get for a high-range sex doll. Add the screening fee, and that's 40,000. Wow, that's $4,000 there. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of thousands floating around here. 40,000. Expensive, but I might be tempted. Prostitutes ain't cheap, right? What, have you been with them? No, but I just figured I might as go. I might go as long as it's not a ripoff. That settles it. Bring the girls. We'll earn more that way. Don't decide that all by yourself. I have to ask. Ask now then. I can't now. Everyone has to be here. Who's everyone? Bring them here. I can't. Isn't this getting awfully close to a prostitute ring? What did you think you were getting yourself into, Iki? Bringing girls in just to have sex goes beyond an escort service, right? Yeah, it does, sir. Not to mention they wouldn't be doing it with rich older men, but with people the same age as them. Then again, would that mean there's no real problem? Can't shake the feeling that things are going in a bad direction here. It's not like I've got the courage to speak up. Just stay quiet. If it's a problem, Rin will nix it. Anyway, I'll ask about it and decide. We have to ask if the cast are okay with it too. Ask now. I told you. Don't give me that. You people are too slow. How long are you gonna keep me waiting while you ask about it? You can't just say we can't do it after all after making me wait. Don't make me waste my time. Or excuse me, don't waste my time. But we're not wasting your time. Are you stupid? Don't forget, you're only allowed to do business here because Lady K says okay. You better get results fast. Don't let her down. Alright guys, and we won't let you down with the next episode of Criminal Border. Coming tomorrow. After the comics, if I do comics. If I don't do comics, obviously, we'll definitely have it. It depends, because I do comics either on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on how I feel. Right now, I don't feel great, but tomorrow, I'll probably feel a lot better. So we'll do it then. But alright guys, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Criminal Border on Grim Sentai Corner. I'm out. Remember, you can pick the game up at many, many, many places, and yes, it's even on Steam, despite the content.